All right, guys. Well, today should be a pretty interesting show. We're talking with Peter Rettig. And if you don't know who he is, well, he is the guy that brought you Censored, A War on Free Speech, and Being Baptist. And so these films are great films if you haven't seen them. I know Being Baptist is on YouTube. You can check that out for free. But Censored, War on Free Speech, is now out on DVD. I really hope you head over to framingtheworld.com. Get a copy of that film today and support Peter and me by getting a copy. Because, you know, guys, these movies take a lot of time, take a lot of energy. And, you know, we really do depend on people to buy them when they're done. We want Peter to keep making films. And so the only way for Peter to keep making films is if you support his other projects. So I really do hope you guys head over to framingtheworld.com, and I'll put a link in the description on where you can go to check it out. But this is where it's at: War Censored, War on Free Speech. And of course, you can get Being Baptist there as well. But I want to just real quickly just thank all of our Patreon supporters for, you know, just sticking by me this over the last month. I know the mobs tried to get my channel all taken down, but it didn't work. And you know, I really appreciate everyone's support out there. And you know, if you haven't yet subscribed to our Patreon, you can sign up for $1 a month, and we are going to be giving away actually the title page of the Book of Genesis from a 1683 King James Bible. So it's a pretty awesome giveaway that we're doing. But to get entered into that giveaway, you need to sign up to our Patreon account before the end of this month. I'm going to be doing the drawing at the end of this month. All you have to do is subscribe $1 a month, or just increase your donation by $1, and you'll be entered in for that giveaway. It's a really neat leaf. So I hope you guys consider, if you like this show, to head over to our Patreon account and support us there. But yeah, let's get right to it. I haven't talked to Peter since he interviewed me. So this is, we're turning the tables on you, Peter. And I'm going to be interviewing him today. Peter, how you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding.
Awesome, man. Well, so tell people who don't know who you are just a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is Peter Rettig. I'm 35 years old, and, you know, I'm a Christian filmmaker. I started out with in the Christian filmmaking side of things with Being Baptist. Ended up partnering with Verity Baptist Church and Pastor Roger Jimenez and Brother Oliver out there, and they did a wonderful job putting that together and constructing it. And then after that, I partnered up with Stronghold Baptist Church and with Pastor David Berzins to do Censored, War on Free Speech. And now at the time, the censoring was just starting to pick up. They had just had the Chandler incident and stuff like that, where, if people who don't know, several individuals from Faithful Word were down in Chandler, Arizona, soul winning, and they were arrested for soul winning. And I just felt that was a good a topic that needed to be touched on.
Yeah. Well, I was really glad that you went to that event to at least, you know, get the footage. But I guess I didn't realize when you were there getting the footage that you were making that film. But, when I watched the final product of Censored, War on Free Speech, I was really glad you went and got that footage. So, Peter, what's next, man, for you? What's your plans for the upcoming near future here?
I have several things in the pipeline right now. Currently, with travel being very hard to do, I decided to put together a publication, a Christian publication, which there are some out there, but none to the extent that I'm wanting to do. And that was one reason I interviewed you last time. Also have some of the other major people that are going to be in it as well. As far as films goes, there's a couple films that I have lined up right now. The first one that I'm going to be working on is it's going to be very important, I think, to a lot of Christians, a lot of people in general. It's going to be alcoholism in light of the Bible, and that's going to be the topic of it. And honestly, there's a lot of closet alcoholics out there, or people who have misconceptions of what the Bible actually says about alcohol. And I think this is what really going to hit the nail on the head of what the Bible really says about it.
Yeah, you should get some interviews with pastors that think that alcohol is fine to drink. That I think that would be really powerful if you scored some of those interviews.
Absolutely. Now, and the other one I'm kind of working on with Brother Matt Powell is, but we're kind of putting that on the back burner right now since he just moved and he's finishing up his film. That one's going to be more of a secret project, but it's going to be a semi-follow-up to Censored, but it's going to be a very powerful topic.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I chose to do my new film as a secret project because, you know, we're being censored so much and we have so many haters here on this channel that if I announced my new film, like if I said, hey, we're making this film, then what would happen is all the haters would literally call all the people that I'm going to interview or that I might potentially interview and get all those interviews canceled. Or if I have a location that I'm going to, they would call ahead and make sure that location would not let me film. And so that's why, you know, I've decided on this new film that I am not going to be announcing what it is. So yeah, that's it's a good idea to do that, to not do it, especially if you have sensitive material you need to get good footage for.
Absolutely. Now, I just also one thing I want to say to all the viewers and supporters out there is, first and foremost, thank you. We don't get paid for a lot of these films. We get paid from doing the sales and stuff like that. But to go out there and do the work, we do it because we have a passion for it and we want to get a message out there for you guys, something that's enjoyable, entertaining, but also, more importantly, informative. And honestly, we can't do it without the support of the people.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I continuously say, you know, go to framingtheworld.com and get these guys. I know most people don't have these two films on their shelf. And so why not, guys? Why not just, you know, support us? $20 makes a huge deal, a huge difference if you just head over and get these movies.
Absolutely.
So are you plug your YouTube channel real quick, Peter.
My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ Peter Reddock.
Okay.
Very simple. You can find me on there, subscribe. I will say this. I do get quite a bit of requests to release Censored, War on Free Speech, on YouTube. And I do plan on doing that in the future. Currently, it is it has been in several film festivals internationally and is still in the lineup for a lot of film festivals. And since some of those festivals have rules that you can't produce it or have it streaming or anything like that, that's why I'm holding off.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. And it's something that I've regretted every time I've released a film. It's just because once it's released free on YouTube, no one will support it anymore. And it's, I mean, very few. There's some out there that do. So I totally understand you holding off, and especially if you want to get this out to the film festivals, because, you know, if it's out there streaming, they won't take it. You know, a lot of film festivals actually won't even take it if it's been released on a DVD. So that
right.
even limits you just having to do that. But I totally understand. It's like you have this finished movie and you have to start making money off of it. Or, you know, you're going to just go broke. So, yeah, I totally understand you getting the DVD out. I'm really happy that you did that. But you know what? All these people, and I say this every time in my mind, I just think this. Every time someone says, when are you going to release this to YouTube? I'm just thinking, well, when are you going to buy the DVD? You know, I hate to have that kind of attitude, but it's like people don't understand. Like, they think that, I don't know what people think, that these are just 100% backed by churches or something, that you're just making all this money. I don't understand what even goes through people's minds, because I know, you know, the majority of money is either raised through donations from private people, or it just comes out of your pocket. Right, Peter?
Exactly. And majority of that, even, like I said, I know with my films, all of that went straight into the production itself, into the projects. And one thing people need to realize is these projects take a year or more to make.
Yeah.
It's not something we just push out in, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you want to make them as good as you possibly can, and you care about the film, so you want to make a good production. You care about the people that watch it. You want them to like it. And so, yeah. But anyway, so you have that magazine that's in the works, and you have a couple films that you're thinking about doing. What else you got going on, Peter?
Right now, I am in the process of remodeling my house. So other than working on projects, trying to take the time while I have it to do some remodeling, trying to get my office area into a nice actual production studio.
Yeah, you know, I saw some of those pictures you posted on Facebook. You redid your kitchen and stuff. Man, good job.
Yes.
Yeah, you did good. Some good work there.
Other than that, I mean, just working at the Grindstone here, I do marketing with clients, like film and marketing for commercials and stuff like that here locally. So when I'm not working on films or working on the house, I'm doing those.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I wanted to have you on just to kind of just remind people about these films. And, you know, just encourage people out there to go support them. I wasn't trying to have a super long live stream today, but, you know, these things are important. These movies are important because, you know, people don't understand the power of media. And I think a lot of people out there, they understand it has a lot of power, but they don't really understand how much power it has. You know, things are pushed forward because of media. That's how the world works. We need to keep this machine going, because it really does create momentum as a movement. As you know, and if you didn't have these kind of projects, you know, it really would kind of die down. And so these kind of things are important. And so I
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this, you know, I think Censored is more relevant today than it was when I released it on DVD.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because everything is changing so rapidly. You got media that is pushing false narratives out there, which is covered in this film. And you got more and more stuff happening. And for example, what was it, just about a week ago, you had some people arrested at a church just for singing worship songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people who are just being arrested and not wearing a mask. I mean, these are petty things.
No.
I mean, in reality, they're major things to us, but it's not something you should be arrested over.
Yeah. Well, and that's why. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and that's why I had to make this BitChute channel and a Brighteon channel as well, because, you know, things are tightening up. And so you can support us by heading over to Brighteon and sign up to our Generation Conspiracy channel on Brighteon. Or you can go and sign up to our BitChute channel, Framing the World. I only have one video up there, but I do plan on adding a bunch of videos. Because you never know how long we're going to last on YouTube. And so censorship is a huge deal. I know a lot of people know about that. But, you know, if people don't understand the financial impact that would create if we were censored. So, please head over there now. Subscribe to those channels now while we're promoting them so you can get plugged in for when the time comes, you know, you'll be there and ready to go. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So have you seen any censorship happening? Probably not, because it hasn't been released. But of your films?
Not like that, no.
Yeah.
I've had some film festivals tell me that we're not going to put it in due to the topic and stuff like that, but that's their opinion.
Yeah.
I did have one of my interviewees, right before I released it and telling me, hey, don't put me in it. I agree with what I said, but I don't agree with it when anyone else said. I'm like, well, I got a release form, so I'm putting you in it either way.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are as of right now, that's the major censorship or attempt at censorship I've gotten on this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that people do that. I get that a lot, too, on my films. You know, they regret being in it and they want to be removed. But it's like, you know, I'd love to remove you, man. But, you know, how much money it took and how much time it took to get you in that, it's not going to happen, bro. Sorry. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry. But all right. Well, Peter, what is your hope for this film Censored?
Honestly, I would love to get it into the hands of every person out there who's interested in it. You know, pick one up for yourself. Pick one up for a friend, a family member. Because this is information that we are living today, and we need this information. This is critical and vital.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, if you were trying to tell someone about this, people are going to think you're a nut job. But at the same time, if they see it and they hear the information for themselves, you know, it'll open their eyes.
Yeah.
To what's really going on.
Well, I would just like to just tell you, man, try not to let people pressure you into releasing this thing for free on YouTube. Just try to release it at the right time, whenever you feel comfortable, because, you know, it's something, you know, people don't understand that these projects are like part of us. And so when you release it, it's an emotion that I don't know how to describe it. So I would just encourage you to not let people pressure you. That's all I'm trying to say.
And I'm not planning on it right now, because I know as soon as I release it, I'm pretty sure my YouTube channel and every channel I put it on will be shut down.
Yeah. And, you know, when it's definitely a touchy subject for a lot of people. So, well, Peter, I appreciate you coming on. Any final thoughts you wanted to give people?
You know, I know things are you know, kind of seem depressing lately, especially with you've watched the media and stuff like that. But in reality, we're just seeing the Bible unfold. And honestly, I think it's exciting. But, I mean, it is depressing at the same time. I would say don't give up hope. Just, stay in the Bible, stay grounded, and realize that, you know, we're one day closer to, you know, Christ's return.
Awesome. Well, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this program. I want you to go out there, guys, and get a copy of Censored, War on Free Speech Today. Support Peter. Support me at framingtheworld.com. And, just get a copy. It's a great, great film. Also, make sure to subscribe to Peter's YouTube channel at Peter Reddick on YouTube. And don't forget, guys, to be entered into the drawing for a chance to win this Bible if you want to go to Patreon and subscribe. Only $1 a month. That's all you have to do is subscribe $1, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win a 1683 King James Bible leaf. And so it's an awesome leaf, and I'm sure that I'm actually going to be sad to give it away, but it's good. I'm glad I'm doing it to our Patreon supporters, because I used to do, when I did the live stream, I used to give it away to people, just who are listening to the show, and that was cool too. But it's really nice to kind of give something back to our Patreon supporters. They've been so faithful over the years. I want to do more of these giveaways on Patreon. So I plan on doing multiple giveaways on Patreon every single month, to our supporters. And, thank you so much to everyone that is a supporter over there that have supported in the past. I know, sometimes it, and one of the perks, I just want to bring this up real quick, because one of the perks on Patreon, like if you have a bad month, you can just lower your pledge a little bit that month, or, raise it back up. It's real easy to do. It's just a click of a button, how much you want to support every month. And, I would even encourage you to do that, Peter. Have you thought about getting on Patreon?
Actually, I am on Patreon. They search Being Baptist or Being Baptist Productions.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, guys. So head over to Peter's channel also and support him over there. It definitely takes a lot of stress off when you have a little bit of money you can depend on every month. To help just pay the bills. And so it's definitely something that I depend on every month, and I really, really appreciate. And so we are doing Patreon-only streams. I've started this up too this month, where once a month I'm going to do a Patreon-only stream where people can join us in the chat, video chat, and ask me any questions they want, or just talk with me. And that's a way for people to get to know me a little bit, get to know my motives or my agenda, or just ask me any question that they want. And, I'm a pretty transparent person. I'm happy to answer any questions people have to my supporters. To all the haters out there, I could care less what you think, especially, when you just make up stuff about me. But to the people who actually support me, I'm definitely down to answer any questions you have. So, again, guys, thank you for tuning into the stream. Make sure you tune in for tomorrow's stream. We're going to do the show. We're doing the show 6 days a week. We're putting out different content every day, trying to just get different topics out there. And I'm having people on the show about topics that interest me. Not every show is going to be for you, maybe. Maybe if you just really, you can't handle when someone that's unsaved gets on the show, you might not be able to tune in for every single episode. But if you're just wanting to learn, and if you want to hear different kind of things, this is the channel for you. We're going to be talking about all different types of things on the show. We're going to talk about a lot of health stuff. We're going to be talking about fasting a lot on the show coming up. I plan on doing a bunch of shows on fasting, something that I've never done before, never fasted in my life. And it's something that I want to do, but I really don't even know where to begin. I mean, I know there's more to it than just stop eating. So, and I'm not talking about spiritual fasting here, guys. I'm talking about just for your health. And so I'm saying, like, because it's really good for your health to fast. I just never done. If I go 2 hours without eating, I'm like, my stomach's cramping up. I'm getting hangry, and I need to eat. So, you know, I'm an eater. I love to eat. So, but you know, I know that there's a lot of health benefits in fasting. And, you know, that's why I think, you know, God even talks about fasting. Not only does it help you spiritually, but it helps you, you know, your health as well. So I want to have a lot of shows about that. And, you know, if there's anything that interests you out there, just write in the chat right now, or even in the comment section below, you know, who you'd like me to get on my show. A listener the other day wrote me, hey, you need to get such and such name on the show. And dude, I got him on. I interviewed him yesterday, actually. And someone I've never heard of, but a listener out there said, hey, you should contact this person. I interviewed the guy. The guy was awesome. And I'm glad I interviewed it. I'm glad I interviewed him. So, you know, if, you know, you're out there and you know someone that I don't know of, say, let me know and I'll contact him, have him on the show. I'm trying to get a bunch of different topics on. Obviously, if you're having a show 6 days a week, you can't just have the same thing being talked about or no one is going to watch this show. So yeah, and they're all different lengths. This one's going to be a little shorter. But, you know, still great, still good information. I definitely wanted to get Peter on. I consider him my friend. He's always been very kind to me and supportive of Framing the World. So I appreciate you, Peter. Thank you for coming on, man. Any final thoughts?
You know, just I would urge people to support us, you know, especially, you know, with your film that you're doing. And also with mine, you know, we can't get it done without the help of people. And I know times are tough, but even a few dollars here and there from a lot of people will make up the difference.
Yeah. So if everyone in our movement or just everyone listening to this stream, because about 1,000 people tune into each stream, if I got just a dollar from everyone or $2 from everyone, I'd be fine. I'd be set. It's like I don't have to worry anymore. But unfortunately, it's just a small percentage of people that actually do support you. You know, come on, guys. Head over to Peter's page. Support him over there. Support me. It's just a couple bucks a month. It makes a huge deal. So, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Peter, for joining us on the show. I hope you have a good day, man. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. God bless.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. That was Peter Reddick. He is a good guy. I really hope you head over to framingtheworld.com, get a copy of his film Censored, War on Free Speech. And, yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in today's stream. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Michigan time. We are going to be streaming 6 days a week for now. This is just for now. We're trying to get this done. So 6 days a week, 9 o'clock Michigan time. Some days are going to be shorter episodes. Some days are going to be longer episodes. Every day is going to be different. It's going to be fun. So spin the wheel. Thanks, guys. Talk soon.